It is a good day. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program for Wednesday, the 21st of March.
You want to say that like you mean it, time. Please?
Are you? I didn't sound like I mean it. I meant it.
Come on, sell it. Let's hear it.
Today is the... You know what? I'm tired of a number of things.
It's a hard day.
Mostly technology.
Yeah.
We have so much and it's so great, but when it doesn't work, it's the horse's behind. And it just... it's frustrating to do all this stuff and depend on technology. If it's great and it is as defined or described, that's great. But to not do too much behind. I'm in a circumstance today where I don't have I've been able to buy what people have developed. The technology, you know, we've seen the advances, the wonderful advances in technology that have helped most of our lives be better. And as a broadcaster, I've been able to take advantage of pretty much everything that's been developed by a company called Comrex. And the latest thing that they have is a doodad that is about the size of a telephone, maybe a little bit smaller. And it connects on the Internet and gives you a digital signal so you can be pretty much anywhere. As long as the Wi-Fi or the digital connection in the place you are is solid. If it isn't, then you're in trouble. And that's sort of, if you've heard me off and on today the disappearing act, it's because these vagaries in the different places we are, and I'm in a big city, I mean, Amarillo is a good-sized city, but each place, each location does different things with how they connect. So they can tell you that there's... free this and free that, but it's worth it to pay for it.
Right, and it's not built for what you're doing today, so it's you're walking on tight wire, and that's fine.
Yes, on eggs. Here's my friend Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack is a well-known Nooka chiropractor, and here every Wednesday to spend some time talking about the health and well-being of you and your family from his perspective as being a little bit more of a homeopath, if you will. Nutrition is a big consideration. Earlier, Jack, we were talking, Richie and I, about snacks that are purported to be healthy and they really aren't. And Rich went through a list of 5 of them. I'm sure we could probably find 50. You may be able to find 500 if I can get the supermarket guru Phil Lempert working on this. This goes back to what we find is a good thing, and that's people reading the labels on things. But some folks don't, and you see big things, zero fat or zero calories. That doesn't mean automatically that it's good for you. And I wonder
also the food labeling laws will let them say stuff like that when there's still fat and still calories present. It depends on the serving. You know, like the little spray can of Pam spray on oil that you can use for frying eggs and things like
that.
You read the front of the can, it will say fat-free. But you read the ingredients, 100% corn oil. Well, it's 100% fat. But what they do is the food labeling laws do it by the serving. So if you barely touch the tip where it just goes rather than it just a little like nobody does anyway, then there's not enough fat there to make any difference, so they can call it fat-free. But most people will coat the whole can with that spray thing, loading up all that, the wrong kind of fat, incidentally. And so the food labeling laws can tell you on the package, none of this or this, when it's not true at all.
Well, just as a tip, I mean, I use olive oil anytime I need to use any kind of oil.
Well, you're far better off doing that.
Yeah, good for eggs, for whatever I do. I just drizzle a little bit of olive oil in there and just roll it around the pan, and boom. And I haven't had to use that Pam stuff in forever.
Yeah.
So, and then also, another great tip is on the grill, because I like to shoot a little oil on my grill so nothing sticks. I get one of those, what you call it, an aerator thing, and you can pour olive oil in the thing, and you pump it up 5 or 6 times, and it sprays the olive oil on the grill instead of using that kind of Pam stuff or the spray stuff.
You're far better off doing that.
Okay, so this brings me around to a point that I think is important to make. You have hundreds of people, thousands of people you see in your clinic in Salt Lake City. And we talk about these things as if they're matter of fact. people are not listening. You wonder what people really think about, or some people think about, when it comes to their own nutrition, health, well-being, and all of the information that is out there, because there's so much of it at your fingertips, some of it confusing to be sure. But when you see people that come into your office, Jack, who are in miserable shape, they are literally in misery, and they come to you as a last resort, you got to wonder sometimes how it is that the system is to the point where people are still questioning the ability of you and the people who practice like you, whether it's the special nuka kind of chiropractic that you do on people's necks or just in general. My daughter has an Oxford PhD, and she will not go to a chiropractor or an acupuncturist because she's afraid of what she saw one time on an ABC special about a woman having a stroke because a chiropractor adjusted her neck wrong and closed off the blood flow in her carotid artery. And my daughter is brilliant, yet she has this one thing, and you wonder, I guess it's part of the personality, and I don't keep, you know, I mean, every once in a while I say, I wish you'd go see this person or that person.
Well,
but you got to wonder why
the facts. It's perception. It's her perception is that there is that she has a great possibility that something like that could happen if she were to go to a chiropractor. I go to my chiropractor, and I mention that story, and they all laugh, and they say, I think that happened once, and it was because of something. So, Jack, what are the facts when it comes to getting your neck adjusted and the possibility of it affecting your carotid artery flow?
Yeah, they call it, usually it's the vertebral artery dissection. It's an artery that runs up the very back of the spine that takes care of the cerebellum and the back part of the brain. They have done study after study after study, and there's been maybe two or three, maybe four times when something like this has happened, and when they really got deep into what was going on, as you were alluding to there, Rich, it was totally unrelated to what had happened in the chiropractor's office. And the dissection of the artery had been going on for years. And once there was a real analysis that was done, they found out that there were arterial structures throughout the entire coronary structure of the heart, the carotids themselves, that were in serious, serious trouble. And they said it was just in all honesty, it was a coincidental type of thing. But we're talking less than a half a dozen incidences since anybody started paying attention to this. During this hour's broadcast, there will be 2,500 people in this country who will die of coronary artery disease. 2,500 people in this country will die during this 1 hour of broadcast this morning. Half of them will be on cardiac medication.
Wow.
But we don't look at that.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Is it the news media? I mean, why don't we look at that? Why isn't that something?
Because of the amount of money that is spent on ad. Look what happened with Rush Limbaugh with a little slip of the tongue, and how much money disappeared in 48 hours from his advertising list. All of the money that is spent in radio advertising, TV advertising, primetime television advertising on about a half a dozen different kinds of medications. Billions of dollars every year are spent to keep that idea that you can live better chemically floating out there. And no one is going to do anything to take a chance of losing that kind of revenue. And one of the main problems is the minute you start questioning the status quo, advertising dollars start disappearing, so they're not about to do that. Mm. The magazine, the newspaper, the radio, the TV, everywhere you turn is that subliminal message, you can live better chemically rather than naturally.
Right. Mm. Remember the old, Dow's slogan was a number of years ago, living better through chemistry. So, yeah, we'll take that under advisement. Aspirin in the news. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Richie and I talk about that in a moment. Speaking of commercials and things that are important in order to keep us flowing here, this is the story. This is actually the million-bottle giveaway of Master Prostate redone. Last fall, you'll remember that we announced on this program, and I think it lasted about a month or so, the opportunity for you to go to the folks that make Master Prostate, ask them for a free bottle of their product, and see how it works. Mostly, it helps improve your sleeping habits, but it also takes care of your prostate health because of the 12 key ingredients that are in Supermaster Prostate Formula, promoting healthy prostate function, getting a restful night's sleep. Nothing worse than your partner getting up 2-3 times a night to go to the bathroom. It goes away, up, poof, when you're on the Master Prostate Formula. That's why so many women who are listening right now are going to call 800-421-1712 and get that free month supply. I think we're down to like 900,000 now after having done this for a couple of weeks. Really and truly, people go in droves every day. Get on board. Call 800-421-1712 for the details. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. You're looking for a free bottle of Master Prostate to get a good night's sleep and take care of your prostate before it becomes a problem. Master Prostate, 800-421-1712 for a free bottle now.
Tonight on A&E, it's the new series, Duck Dynasty. Meet the Robertsons. They turn duck calls into a million-dollar empire.
My boys eat, sleep, and breathe duck calls.
But running a family business is tough when the family just wants to run wild.
Everybody here is doing nothing, and I can't fire you because you're kin to me.
The most unlikely millionaires in the all-new series, Duck Dynasty, premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central on A&E.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your...
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. Lots of interesting health and nutrition information there all the time. All sorts of things posted there for your info. There's a discussion about aspirin. This discussion back and forth all the time, depending on how you listen to the story and what is said, not just how, but what. And it is, you know, kind of bugs me because we have science one day says one thing and then 2-3 weeks later, depending on who pays for a study, there's another finding. Richie, what's the story
here? Well, I mean, we've always heard about aspirin being heart healthy, but now Oxford University has a study that they've also known that aspirin helps keep cancer away, but now they're saying that it looks like it can help keep cancer from spreading to other organs by a factor of 40 to 50%. So, Jack, I mean, it seems like aspirin is the miracle drug, is it?
Well, there, you know, four earlier studies, the British Medical Journal back in 74, the Lancet in the same year, again the British Medical Journal in 1988, were following up on studies that were published about buffering. And what they found out is that at the end of the study, there was no reduction whatsoever in fatal heart attacks, no improvement in survival rate, and... it's the magnesium component that's a part of the aspirin tablet that helps to relax the ventricular muscles, the bottom part of the heart that pumps the blood to the lungs and to the body. And they ignored that in the study, and most aspirin studies do ignore that very fact, that the especially a buffered aspirin has some magnesium in it. And whenever they put, if you have normal magnesium levels in the body, your heart's going to relax more, and they think that it's more due to the magnesium content, which you would get by eating more green vegetables, than it was the actual salicin that's in the aspirin.
Taking magnesium supplements. All right, Jack Stockwell here with us on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You know, as a rocker, I'm not supposed to like this song.
No, it's a, Beyonce is very popular.
Yes, she is. She is.
She's been hard at work getting her body back into shape after the birth of her daughter, what, a couple of months ago, I think. If Jennifer were here, we'd be on top of with the exact date that it happened.
And the baby's name, Blue or something like that. Yeah.
Blue Ivy.
Blue, very good, Blue Doug. Wow. I'm impressed.
She was with Michelle Obama on Monday wearing a form-fitting blue dress that showed off her new toned tummy. And Wendy Williams was talking about how much money she's now going to make after her baby has been put into place. Everybody's been wondering where Beyonce is. Here's Wendy Williams.
Did you guys already hear that Beyonce's going back to work? Really? Is that really a big deal? You guys, she's in a very competitive field. Rihanna world. She's got to do something. I know she only had Blue Ivy 2 months ago, but she's going back to work. Clap if you understand. Most people didn't clap. They're judging. Look, according to the New York Post, Beyonce worked out a deal with Live Nation for a world tour this year, $150 million. Would you go back to work right away for $150 million?
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks. Have you gone back to work?
That's a ton.
By the way, here's our 2020 news quiz question, Richie.
Yeah.
In addition to singing, dancing, and acting, Beyonce has her own fashion line, which she started with her mother. What is the fashion line called? No hints, Roberta, if you know the answer. 800-510-8255. What is this? If Jennifer were here, she'd be all over this. What is the fashion line that Beyonce has with her mother? What's it called? 800-510-8255. All right. Here's this woman, there is nothing about this woman's song. The more I hear about her and the way she sings and the theme, the stories behind her story, it's a great song. If you haven't heard this plea as she sings, please remember me, to an old flame, obviously. That song has been number one. A lot of people think she's trying. She said, I am
Adele,
what I am. Remember when she was up? Did I say Adele?
No, you didn't.
Did I not say Adele?
No.
Oh. All right. I'm just sorry about that. I wanted to
just want to make sure everybody were listening.
Here's
to
this. Yeah, okay. So Adele in the background, she said, take me as I am, but apparently now has decided she's going to lose some weight. And Wendy Williams was talking about this on her program yesterday as well.
Adele, I was reading that you've started a new health plan and you're working out and you have a personal trainer and you're taking Pilates and trying to lose weight and stuff. I know. She looks good. But here's the thing. If she wants to lose 10 or 15 pounds, that's fine. Just because you go to the gym and just because you work out, sometimes it's not always all about weight. Sometimes it's about, you know, racing your heart, making sure you're not going to be, you know, getting heart disease, the number one killer of women, and all that other kind of stuff. Then again, as a showbiz girl, I do have to say, all those Grammys that she picked up, she probably felt on top of the world. And when she's walking by herself, you know, when you're a little bit of a larger person and you're by yourself, you don't really feel the big until you get up next to other people. For instance, this young lady right here, Adele, there she is with Selena Gomez. She's wilting, right? Like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm not necessarily thinking that she has to be the size of Selena with a lollipop head, but maybe she's starting to feel a particular way. Also, we have a picture of Adele dressed in regular clothes. The paparazzi's getting her. Look, her bag is open. She's about to lose her wallet. She's about to get hit by a car. Adele, nice Chanel, Adele. Adele, you are the best. Please don't feel the pressure to get, you know, so thin. And we love your bouffant style, and we love your ladylike clothing, and, you know.
Yeah. I like her a lot. She's, there's something special about her.
Yeah, she's real.
28 after the hour. She is real.
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting goods.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Doug with the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, would like us, it used to be, the things you really want to talk about on the radio. Well, I think there's a lot to be said for that. I find there are a lot of things going on in the world that people say to themselves, really? One of them is this 7.4 magnitude earthquake that hit Mexico yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Acapulco
all
area.
These homes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in an area where, thanks to good building, you wouldn't have thought about this Mexico. You think of shacks and things, but in Mexico City and in some of the area, there are a couple of wealthy states in Mexico where things are done right, apparently. So, actually, only 60 buildings collapsed, and they were right on top of the epicenter, which was 11 miles underground. But in general, 800 homes damaged a little bit, but nothing serious. 7.4 is pretty stiff. That's a pretty stiff shock. So not something that you would enjoy going through were you to do it yourself, like Richie did last year. What was it, 7.1, the earthquake that hit Washington?
No, it was in the 6s. It was 6.1, something like that. Yeah. It was a good roller, but yeah, nothing like that one. But yeah, they held up to it pretty well. I was amazed.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is, Doug, my wife is Colombian. She's from Colombia. And when you ride around, like for example, when I drive around Bogota, you know, everything there is cement. Everything is cement. There are no houses built with wood.
Really?
There are no houses built with wood. Everything is cement. And they really, I was riding by one day in Bogota watching them build a high rise, you know, 15, 20 story, not really high rise, but, you know, 15, 20 story building. And they're pouring cement on the 20th floor and they're doing the walls. And the walls are all, you know, structurally sound. It's not this thin stuff like when this suite here. They use these little metal 2x4 fake things and everything. Right. I mean, it's really, really. So really, the only question is whether they're using good cement. Not the watered down.
Well, there are all different grades of cement. You may know
like
that there are some. In cement, there is how much of the powder do you put in? Cement comes from lime, and mixtures of various things that are of that, the granite and the, I mean, just little fine chits of things that when water is applied, somehow or other, it magnifies the strength of it, but you get different gradients. You can get 3, 4, 5, and depending on the size stone that you put in the concrete, the stiffness of it, that kind of stuff, whether in the wintertime you have to add hot water to it, all these things affect whether it is going to be really strong, somewhat strong, or weak. The stuff they put on the highways is mega, mega strong and mega expensive. You know that the average yard of concrete these days, or as by the ton, is about $90. It's by the yard. About $90 a yard. Mm-hmm. I can remember when I built my house, it was $30 a yard, and I remembered as a kid on the farm, people paid $4 a yard for concrete. It's now $90 a yard, and they're all in collusion. They all, even though the mob isn't involved in, they're involved in some of it, but not most of it. They just all collude with one another. They all set the prices, and that you all pay. Everybody pay. I would call around 4 or 5 different companies who, when I'm getting a cement job done, put a new floor in one of the barns or something, and we call 4 or 5 places. Prices are all within a buck of each other, and that's because they're all in collusion.
Of course.
And so if you have to, you get the thickness. They tell you what do you want, but there's no difference what you want. The price is all the same. Doesn't make any difference how good or not good it is. But the exception to that is the stuff they put in the highways, which they mostly make and mix. You can go wherever there's a highway job doing cement versus asphalt refinishing. They're all making, you can see the plants right off the side of the road, and they make it all right there. But this stuff is amazingly thick and very expensive. But that's what you want. If all of our roads were built that well, we wouldn't have to have these every 4 or 5 years repaving. And that's only because they do a crappy job, because they want the unions to have more work. It's a government sham. It's just
The roads that were built 2,000 years ago by the Romans in Italy.
Yeah.
And in Greece and in Turkey and along the whole Mediterranean.
Anywhere you go in Europe, England, the roads are great in England.
But the roads that the Romans built 2,000 years ago are still fine, are still being used.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are
by heavy traffic, no less.
We're slaves to this foolish system in our country that we've become. And the unions are at fault, frankly. They really are.
That jobs, infrastructure are jobs, and we need to be replacing infrastructure all the time to create jobs.
Right. Yeah.
Which is
so you and I
ridiculous.
Are paying for this. It is. It's the hype.
You just create other kinds of jobs.
Craziness.
I mean, who would have thought 50 years ago that the information era would have ushered in the types of jobs that we have today?
It's very frustrating. All right, we asked a question, 2020 News Quiz question. Got another 60 seconds or so to figure it out. Play a little music from Beyonce, because we like to every hour take a few minutes and slip in a little musical tidbit that has some emotional connection to it, either past or present. Beyonce is a very big star now, and she's now moving back into work because she's got a $150 million deal to do a tour this summer. So in addition to all of the singing that she does, all the dancing that she does, all the acting that she does, she has her own fashion. Last year, she was the top-earning female performer in the country, far behind, and I'm trying to remember who the top one was, but she made hundreds of millions of dollars last year. And part of it is from her own fashion line, which she started with her mother, like the Olsen twins. They make more money from the fashions. They don't even want to act anymore. They become almost, these two kids are worth almost $1 billion because of the fashion enterprise they get into when they were, 13 or 14? They became the models for a young, and then as they've grown older, they've just increased.
Don't you find that incredible, though?
It really is.
Well, when I was in Vegas,
so much power.
There was a store called, and I put it on my Facebook page, it was a store called Kardashian Chaos. And it was all the fashions of, I believe it was in the Bellagio I saw it. It was all the fashions of the Kardashian lifestyle. It's like, why do you have to wear other people's fashions? And why do you have to have other people's lifestyle? Like, have your own.
Yeah, why isn't the dollar store good enough for you if it's good enough for Roberta?
Well,
it's the Roberta lifestyle.
Let me tell you, my daughters and I buy the vast majority of our clothes at the thrift stores. Now, granted, New York City has incredible thrift stores. I mean, you're getting incredible, quality clothing and name brands and what have you all at the thrift stores. But I rarely pay more than $10 for anything.
Wow.
anything at all.
There's a in Los
By
Angeles.
By the way, Doug, Lady Gaga is the number one owner.
Okay, thank you.
Of what?
Money.
Oh.
Makes money than Beyonce, but not by much. Anyway, the situation in Los Angeles, the same as Roberta described in New York City. There are at least four brand stores that I can think of that are like Goodwill and Salvation Army and other thrift organizations. I went into the thrift store and bought a toaster. I bought a frying pan.
Yes.
I bought a clock. I bought all the work pants that I wear on the farm. I buy those. Tony and I used to go to the Goodwill store in Los Angeles, and for $10 you'd find all these. And these pants fit me. I'm not easy to fit because I have a low rise. So finding just anything. And so if you go to the store.
Oh, is that why you have trouble finding a date, Doug?
Yeah, that must be it.
Move along. Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
The essence of. Yeah. Why do I bother? The thing about Richie having the right size, the comfortable pant, if you want to buy good pants, and I want to buy good stuff, I'm not going to go to the store and pay $100 for a pair of pants when you can buy them in the thrift store for 10, 12, 15 bucks. And especially in Los Angeles, where everybody's so fashion conscious, they don't want to keep stuff longer, so they just dump them and they write them off. So thank you very much.
New York is funny because we're really into vintage clothing here. And you find some incredible vintage stuff. My favorite coat is a cashmere Christian Dior from the 70s. And it's absolutely extraordinary. It looks like it came right out of Sgt. Pepper. I paid $3 for it at a thrift store. And I've had gay guys in New York come up to me and like offer me hundreds of dollars for the coat. It's
my
hilarious.
My father's been in the clothing business, and he represented a clothing outfit called Cresco. Mm-hmm. They made leather and suede with Sherpa lining, really, really plush, great stuff. I still have some of those 30 years later.
Oh,
they still fit. They're still warm. They're still wonderful. It's, you know, men are easier than women. The women fashion changes all the time. Men's fashions don't change very much.
But sooner or later, it all comes lighter. Back.
It comes back again.
Oh, everything comes back.
That's
like
right.
The whole, you know, Mad Men type fashions from the 60s are back again. So luckily I have a lot of my mother's stuff.
All right, Richie, we got anybody with the right answer, or shall I give the answer?
Nobody has the correct answer. You can give it away.
All right, House of Durian, D-E-R-E-O-N, Durian or Durian. I guess Dorian?
Durian,
it
I
would
think.
Be Durian,
is it Durian? Okay.
I think so.
It shows you how closely I am to. I don't have any Beyonce stuff in my closet. Sorry about that. I'm sure the Roberta's got some comment. Let's move on. The weather in the
Except
focus.
Except for the heels, of course.
In the moment, the moments that. Well, you see, threw me all off of what I was doing.
You know what?
Something else.
I love it when I do
We
that.
Have to get this Robert De Niro story in, too, if you haven't heard
right.
that.
Yes, no, De Niro has the big to-do with what De Niro said about white women first ladies.
Man, he stepped in it big time.
He really did kind of step in it. Yeah. That's coming up in a moment. Roberta, what about the Queen of Cheap and how you're helping people? You got that special deal that you keep reminding people of.
We have some great deals for you from Vitacost.com. And, you know, usually when you go out shopping for groceries and things, you usually have, like, two choices. You can go to the stores that have the low prices, but the products are kind of iffy, like, especially stuff at the dollar stores are really iffy. Or sometimes the organic stuff at Walmart, you're not sure how fast they move it. Or you get the stores with the healthy products, like the Whole Foods stores, but the prices can just be through the roof. But there's this website, Doug, called Vitacost.com, and they've got natural and organic foods, they've got household essentials, they've got vitamins and supplements, health and beauty aids, too, and all at up to 50% off. The savings are incredible. And if you order $49, they ship it to your door absolutely free. So basically, you could say that you're getting Whole Food products at Walmart prices, and they call it something called Mominomics. Mom plus economics. You get it? Mominomics. So if you go to Vitacost.com, you can take the cost out of healthy living, save up to 50% off, and get free shipping on orders over $49, Doug. So great deal all around.
Good deal, Roberta. 15 before the hour. Robert De Niro in the focus in just a moment. Imagine him with his foot in his mouth, and you got the story.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Do you have widespread unexplained pain? Have you talked with your doctor about fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia affects up to 12 million Americans, and symptoms include chronic widespread pain, tenderness, fatigue, and difficulty sleeping. According to a new national survey, fibromyalgia symptoms can impact many aspects of a person's daily routine. Yet many people who experience symptoms delay seeking help for 1 to 3 years. Dr. Beth Hodges, a fibromyalgia expert, has more.
70% of fibromyalgia patients are undiagnosed. People who think they may have fibromyalgia should describe their symptoms to their healthcare provider, who can help make an accurate diagnosis. An early diagnosis is key to begin to manage fibromyalgia. The sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner they can begin an effective management plan. People with fibromyalgia should talk to their doctor and find out if an FDA-approved medication or certain lifestyle changes might be appropriate for managing their condition.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 13 before the hour. So Robert De Niro, I was trying to figure out, Richie, I heard this story first yesterday when I was listening to, I think it was Laura Ingraham I was listening to, the idea of when he was at something with Michelle Obama.
He was at a fundraiser with Michelle Obama and getting ready to introduce her, and he came out onto the stage and he said, Calista Gingrich, Karen Santorum, Ann Romney, do you really think our country is ready for a white first lady?
Oh, jeez.
And the crowd just kind of went, Almost immediately the White House was on it trying to, defend, and say, listen, we didn't back those comments. And, and then De Niro came out and apologized and he says, I mean no disrespect to Karen Santorum or Ann Romney or Calista Gingrich. And I certainly didn't mean any disrespect to Michelle Obama.
It was
supposed to be funny, and it just fell short.
We can't say anything anymore in this era, whether it's Rush Limbaugh, whether it's Bill Maher, whether they suffer different consequences or not. You can't say anything anymore.
It's inappropriate.
Sterile.
Offensive.
Well, that was
inappropriate.
But what did he, in the context that he said it?
He didn't really.
It's a bunch of Democrats who are, interested, obviously, in getting Michelle and her husband back into the White House or staying in the White House. So, the tone, I would have liked to have heard, and did he have a smile on his face, and was he just say, can you imagine those people in the White House?
And did he get a laugh when he said it?
Well, apparently not. Apparently it didn't go over well at all.
That's
sort of why everybody was taken back by it. But the other side of it is, he should be smart enough to get the sense of the room.
Yeah, the guy. Does he understand the crowd?
He did. All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Name that artist, Roberta.
Bruce!
Don't even have to get to the lyric line. The Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen. This is from the movie Philadelphia. Bruce picked up an Oscar for this song on this date in 1994. Certainly an important part of our scene. Yeah, it's very soulful, but he's all about soul and heart.
Just like his song for The Wrestler is just incredible.
I remember that one. Do we? Oh, actually, I think I do. Yeah. We played it not long ago, it seems to me, in reference. Yeah. Didn't we, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Didn't we make reference to The Wrestler not long ago, it seems to me?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, all right. So
that was Todd Mickey Rourke.
Right. Okay, so this is going to be gimme time. In terms of the contest, we haven't had a contest. I don't think we have yet this week. So it's time for us to give a particular movie and character his time in the sun. Because of the star of this movie being 50 today, we focus on it with three different audio clips. Listen carefully. See if you can figure out what the movie is when you have. If you call us at 800-510-8255 and you haven't won before in Movie Moments, it'll be worth your while. Here's the first clue.
The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Got it.
I knew. I read like three words out of somebody's mouth, and I knew that Richie was going to get it.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer isn't here. What about it, Roberta? You know what that is?
No clue whatsoever.
Of course not. Chucker, you got it?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's try a couple more clips here, Richie, just for the fun of it.
I appreciate your understanding. Yeah. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
This was the defining movie for this guy. Even in his career, he's had a long career. This movie's, what, 20 years old? How old is this movie?
Yeah.
It's about that.
And they're because of a commercial in the Super Bowl, thinking about doing a second one.
Yeah.
So, right. All right, here's the last clip, just because it's fun.
Life moves pretty fast.
Yeah.
You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Yeah. All right. So what's the name of the movie? 805. Is it more than 20?
Yeah.
I think it's 86.
Is it? 800-510-8255. Got the movie name? Give us a buzz. Trucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off.
digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
Chucker, there was an article yesterday in USA Today about how the old heroes from comic books, but some of the old radio, like the Green Hornet, the Lone Ranger, those are all radio shows, and right. There are some new things being rebooted as well. It was interesting to see the underscore of pop culture going back. And, you know, maybe it's because there are no more new ideas. Is that why we keep going back and back and back to these old-time heroes?
Probably, but, you know, the comic, the superhero trend has gone on now for close to 20 years since Tim Burton's Batman in 89, and they've pretty much drummed up every superhero or radio serial star that they can think of. Some have hit big and some have missed, and, you know, other than Batman and some of the Marvel comic book characters, some of the more obscure ones are still, I think, tough sells at the box office. And when you
that green thing this past summer, whatever that was,
the Green Lantern, which is going more obscure. Although a movie like Thor did very well, and I didn't think it would do nearly as well as it did, but it did do well.
Yeah.
So,
all right, what else do you have for us?
There'll be a lot more. A bit of news: Black Swan director Darren Aronofsky's $130 million No Is Off movie, officially greenlit, goes into production in July. What I find interesting is the star of the movie will be Russell Crowe, who I think is always great. Other news: Titanic 3D, which opens on April 4th, tracking at a $30-plus million opening weekend, not bad. It goes head-to-head with American Reunion, the fourth entry in the American Pie franchise, which is getting really good advanced buzz. It's got some good trailers. I'm excited to see it. One other bit of news, the screenwriter of the Beetlejuice follow-up says it will be a direct sequel, which means that Michael Keaton will be involved when it's eventually greenlit.
Yes. Oh. Really
all right, Bob, what's the name of that movie?
Fargo.
Fargo is not correct. Marilyn, what's the name of that movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
How do you get Fargo out of that?
I can see that. I can get there.
Can you really?
Yes.
Matthew Broderick is 50 today. Good job, Marilyn. You get the prize. Chucker, thanks for being here. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen and Roberta Fett.
Introducing.